This chapter is unique, as you'll see in a moment, in a number of ways, and it concludes with a very important point about the month of Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan specifically, which is coming up shortly. V'nasati mishkoni b'soichichem, Hashem says, I will place my mishkon, my tabernacle, I will establish my residence among you, v'loisikal nafshi eschem, and I won't reject you, I won't throw you away. What do you mean you won't throw us away? It means that even when you will be on a level that you deserve to be thrown away, you'll be doing terrible things, the Mishkan will be an assurance that I'm with you. I'm there, I'm in the mud with you. I'm in the trenches with you. Ki Mishkan loshen mashcheni. Nimzo shalitei ha-Mishkan ha-Shechina shoyra b'Yisrael. Ki Mishkan loshen mashcheni. Because the word Mishkan means draw me to you. To draw the divine presence of Hashem to the place where the Mishkan was set up. And Rav Nosson Zal points out something interesting. A person would say, okay, so then you set up the Mishkan, and the last thing you want to do is take it apart. Once it's set up, you put it on wagons and you move it. They could have done that. Why did they dismantle it every time? Dismantle it and put it back together. Dismantle it, put it back together. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Pikudei, Eile Pikude HaMishkan, Mishkan Ho'edus. It says the word Mishkan twice, right next to each other. And the Gemara says, Mishkan Bibinyana, Mishkan Bechurbana. The Mishkan is effective when it's built, and the Mishkan is effective even in its state of destruction. That here again, the Tzaddik is so beloved by Hashem that he can establish a dwelling place for Hashem, which when it's up, it's working. When it's down, it's still working. Who donated the wagons and the oxen that transported the Mishkan? That was the Nesiim, the Tzaddikim, the leaders of each one of the tribes. They were the ones who donated the wagons and the oxen that were used to transport the Mishkan. Their contribution was again what ensured the Shekhinah, the divine presence of Hashem with Klal Yisrael. This Mishkan that the Tzaddik is building, what does he build? What are the ingredients? What are the components? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, every Jew contributed to the Mishkan. One gave gold, one gave silver, one gave wood. The mitzvahs that we do, our tefillah, especially our prayers, and all of our mitzvahs, we're supposed to bring it to the tzaddik, give it over to the tzaddikim. They package it. They take our mitzvahs and our Torah and our tefillah, and they build a mishkan out of it. They build a dwelling place to Hashem. V'al kein hoyu hakomas ha-mishkan b'rosh chodesh nisan davka, and this is why the mishkan was finalized on Rosh Chodesh, ki ze b'chinas Rosh Chodesh, to be mechadesh the Rosh, the leadership. Shaydei ze nischachin kol ha-roshim kanal. It's by putting up this Mishkan through the humility, through the shiflus. Through this, he draws everything to himself, including Kavod. And he says here, V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. So Rosh Chodesh means the hischatshus of the leadership. And that's dependent on the establishment of the Mishkan. We should be zeichet to see the final Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdosh, the third Beis HaMikdosh. When the leadership of the world will be corrected, fixed, and repaired, we'll have the true leadership under the guidance of Hashem and the Tzaddikim, B'mehera V'meinu, Amen.